What's up? Welcome to Kind of Funny First Impressions. I'm one of your hosts, Blessing Adeoye Jr. Joining me is Barrett Courtney doing a little dance. How's it going?
Yo, what's up? People hate the dance, but I'm going to keep dancing, Bless.
Because it's Is the dance a thing you do?
Usually for first impression, I just do like a little jig, you know?
I've always missed this.
YouTube comments, I've never
I've never looked at you like when I'm doing the intro because I'm always looking at a doc. This is one of the first times where I'm free-forming it, Barrett.
Oh, we're free-forming, free-flowing, doing all the free stuff.
Let me tell you, I woke up this morning. I knew I had first impressions of you. And I was like, you know what, man? Fuck it. Throwing out the documents. I'm going straight from the mind, all right?
I'm going straight up raw. No protection at all, Barrett, bro.
No protection at all. I'm just jumping into this thing raw.
Going in raw, dog.
Barrett, today we're playing a game called Genshin Impact, which is a game that by now I feel like most people have heard of and are very familiar with. It's an open world action RPG, a lot like a game called Breath of the Wild. Now you may be asking yourself,
yes,
how much Breath of the Wild is in Genshin Impact? Let me tell you, quite a bit. Though I will say Genshin Impact has a lot of its own energy and ideas and things that sets it apart from Breath of the Wild. Before I even get into Genshin Impact, I want to people know that, of course, this is Kind of Funny First Impressions. Each week, we talk to you about the games that we're playing, the new and exciting games that we're able to get our hands on. It's available, of course, on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, but also on podcast services around the globe. And so go to your podcast service of choice, look up Kind of Funny First Impressions, you know, give it a listen. You know, we try our hardest to make sure that this show is listenable as a podcast, but also watchable as a Let's Play. Get the best of both worlds. So there you go. Barrett, how much do you know about Genshin Impact?
Really quick, we try our hardest, but does that make us tryhards? That's for you to decide.
Let us know.
So what I know about Genshin Impact, and this is interesting because it's the first time I've actually seen gameplay. I've heard a lot about this game. I listen to podcasts that have talked about this game. Usually for first impressions, we're doing like stuff that's like hot off the plate. Genshin Impact has been around for, I want to say, like
It's been like a month.
Yeah, like almost a month at this point. And so really, like, all I've heard about it is that it's like a very unashamed Breath of the Wild clone with gacha mechanics that don't seem very necessary to participate in. And like a little different from Breath of the Wild in some of its mechanics, but like very, very close. There's like a lot of character collecting, I believe, where like different elements, like different characters that like have different elements and weapons that they can use those elements with and stuff like that. So like I know a little bit about it, but this is like the first time I'm actually like sitting down and watch someone play it.
And the first thing is I
really love this kind of like art style. It is very Breath of the Wild-y with its own like little like anime twists in it. But I dig it.
And I know people are going to watch this and be like, hey, the video is choppy. No, that is the actual gameplay for me. I'm playing this on a base PS4 right now. So if you see choppiness, that is the actual game. I do believe that it plays it. As I understand it, it plays better on PC, and I bet on PS4 Pro.
Gotcha.
Of course, we're about to head into the PS5, and so, you know,
we're about to head into the future.
We're at that point where games just ain't running well anymore. But yes, you're absolutely correct that it is. It feels like more of an anime take on Breath of the Wild, even though Breath of the Wild felt very anime. But even more so, like this game, a few things, right? Like it's free to play, and so, you know, that kind of sets it apart in this interesting way, because as an action RPG, I feel like you don't really think of these games as free to play. And then the question comes up of what makes this viable. And yeah, it is the gacha stuff. It is the loot box stuff. You have different characters they can unlock.
I like when you walk into water and like when you see other enemies walk into water, it shows, because it's a very elemental game. It's like wet.
Yeah. And so like, and you can see like the numbers flying off of enemies too. Like that, those are the things that kind of set it apart from Breath of the Wild.
Although if you did wear the hero blue tunic, Link, it would show you like
the health bars,
bars and stuff like that. So like Breath of the Wild did go into that a little bit, not as RPG.
These enemies are basically, I forget the name of the enemies.
The choo choos.
Yes, they're basically the jellies. They call them. I guess they're called slimes or something in this one. You collect slime condensate. When you defeat them.
I thought you said slime condoms, and I was going to...
I mean, those two.
I was trying to think of a follow-up question with that, but I really don't.
But yeah, like I said before, different characters. And so right now I'm playing as the character that I created at the very beginning of the game. And I say created, barely created. I think I chose male or female, and that was about it.
Okay.
But then, you know, as you go through the game, you collect different characters, whether through the main story, which are all the characters I have currently, which I think I got mainly because I've been doing the prologue section. I'm about maybe 4 or 5 hours into the game,
okay,
and I've felt like I've barely made a dent. But yeah, I have this character. I can change to Amber,
ooh,
who has like fire abilities.
I can tell because she's wearing all red. Oh, that's pretty
cool.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like summoning fire from the heavens.
So that was like my I'll just call it a super move. That was my triangle.
Okay.
And then there's also like an R2 move, which is for her. She has like a little buddy that she throws, and they'll attack.
Oh, that's
enemies.
Adorable.
If there was an enemy here. If there was an enemy here, they'd be attacking them, but then they explode.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's morbid. Really quick. So, like, you're showing off elements here. I think your base character, right, starts off with, like, wind or something like
yes.
that, right? And then you go throughout and you collect characters through missions. Is that so, like, the whole aspect of being able to use all these different elements, which are a big part of the game, using to combat enemies and stuff like that. How are you collecting these characters that all have like a specific element that they are using in combat? Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm not that far, so I don't know how much it changes once you get further into the game. So far, the characters that I have, I've collected through quests,
okay,
where, and it's very much like it's been like tutorialized stuff to where, okay, cool, I'm going into this temple, and the temples are very similar to shrines.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going into this temple, and I meet this guy outside the temple. Let's say Kaya, for example. I met Kaya outside of a temple.
Oh, this
and
dude
Kaya,
looks badass.
Yeah, Kaya has cryo abilities, and he is badass. Like, he
reminds me, his hair reminds me, who's the artsy dude from Persona 5? Why am I blanking?
Yusuke.
Yeah, Yusuke. He's like a Yusuke type.
Yeah. But even cooler than Yusuke, because Yusuke, I feel like, looked cooler than he actually was.
Mm. Yeah, he was kind of a dork.
Yeah, he was. So we got some Bokoblin-looking motherfuckers over here.
Okay. So, and, like, what's up with this? Do they explain the wing ability that everybody gets to have? Is this a something that, like, everybody gets to have in this world?
You get it towards the beginning. I forget how they explained it. I'm going to be honest. I did not. A lot of the like, here's what's going on type shit, like the lore, I've kind of blanked out on because
I've heard
it's very anime and very surface level in a way where I'm just like, I don't give a fuck, just let me explore the world and take things out. That's kind of what I'm here for. But they do explain it toward the beginning, like, somebody gives it to you, or maybe a tutorial just tells you how to do it. I forget which. But yeah, Kaya has cryo abilities. And I believe that's why I met Kaya outside of the temple I was going into, because the temple was specifically one where you needed cryo abilities to do.
Now, I think I'm seeing there's like a lock-on system, right?
Yes.
I believe.
I've not been using it that well.
Okay.
Hold on. How do I lock on?
I just thought it was like interesting, like seeing the lock-on system and knowing like how much of a lot of this game is based off of Breath of the Wild, and like how it's slightly different. Like Breath of the Wild, I feel like when you're using it, the lock-on system is a little more cinematic, a little more focused on the enemies you were walking onto. So it's interesting to see. How does the combat feel with you swinging around this man's big sword and running around?
It's more combo-y than Breath of the Wild. Like I would almost compare it more to Immortals Fenyx Rising, which I know more people haven't played.
Right.
But it feels more like a hack and slash character action game than Breath of the Wild. Like, because if you look now, right, I'm using Kaya, and the cool thing about the combat is I can use my cryo abilities, which I guess I'm still recovering for. Hold on. Let me change to somebody else.
I'm going to change
to my girl Amber here.
I appreciate that you can change on the fly too. I feel like a mistake that you would commonly see in a game like this is that you would have to like go into a menu, go into a party, like a sub party menu, and then have to select like out of there. I do like that they have this kind of like quick switching in and out to not make anything feel slowed down at all.
So the thing I've been trying to demonstrate, which I've been doing a bad job of, is since you have multiple characters and multiple elements available for the characters, basically you can switch around on the fly to combine different elements to apply different effects to enemies. And so like, and I've not been playing this game long enough to like know them off the top of my head, but say, like, for example, Kaya here has cryo abilities. If somebody is, if somebody has wet applied to them, right? Like, if somebody, if I have someone's a water wet character, if somebody is wet, which happens a lot in this game, I can then use my cryo ability and then freeze them.
That's cool.
Like, it's stuff like that that can do on the fly during combat, which I think makes it pretty fun and satisfying.
Yeah,
I'm doing a pretty bad job because I'm talking and playing at the same time.
No,
but,
I get that. There's an added
pressure.
You
guys know what I'm doing here.
One of the questions I have, because there's a lot of like element focused stuff here that's very Breath of the Wild-y, and I would say like the stuff that you're talking about seems to take it maybe a step above what Breath of the Wild does, at least with like elemental stuff.
Sure, yeah.
Is there anything like I haven't seen anything, so I'm assuming not, but I just wanted to put it out there. Is there as much as like a physics system in this game that like Breath of the Wild like really nailed?
Not really.
Okay.
And I think that's a good question to ask, because I brought this up recently on I believe it was a Gamescast where we're kind of talking about, I think it was Amron that brought up that he was playing Genshin Impact. And yeah, I brought up a comparison to Breath of the Wild feel in terms of physics. Yeah, it does a lot of things where you'll light grass on fire. That'll create an updraft. You can use that updraft to get a higher advantage.
You can cut down a tree. You can stasis the tree. You can hit it a bunch of times. You can get on the tree and then it'll fly you to Ganon's castle.
Yeah, like this game doesn't necessarily have that. Mm-hmm. I think it uses the elemental stuff more so in the combat and in like specific cases of contextually, you'll see like a thing, you'll see like a totem that can be lit on lightning to unlock the next thing.
Gotcha.
Right? Like you'll have stuff like that, but it definitely doesn't have like a physics system on the level of Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
What it does have though is a story that I've so far found to be like whatever, but there are story moments and character moments that I found to be pretty fun and satisfying. Like, you have a character, I'll show them in a second after I do this combat sequence. There's a character named Paimon that the world's been going crazy about, that is basically just
Navi.
That was
a Digimon.
Is Paimon the name of a Digimon for real?
It honestly just sounds, hold on. How do you spell Paimon?
Paimon. If you told me Paimon was a Digimon, I would believe you 100%.
See, in my head, I was thinking of like P-A-E M-O-N. Because like that spelling would have been a Digimon for
A Digimon for sure.
Yeah. No Paimon Digimon, but I did get the result for Paimon from Genshin Impact. Okay, yeah. Like she's like this tiny little character that travels with you, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like, let me see if I can summon her somehow. Okay, well, that didn't do it.
Oh, actually, since you were in the menu, it seems like really quick. Like how much is going on here? Just because this is even though it's a free to play game, there's still a lot of like JRPG-ness to it. And how daunting is it? Does it feel to get into the menus? And I assume like
very
people,
very like, and that's the thing. It's a free to play game.
Right.
It's a free to play. It's not Japanese. I believe it's coming out of a Chinese developer, which is I should probably shout out. It's MiHoYo who's doing this game.
Okay.
And I believe this is being called the biggest global launch of a Chinese game ever. And so
I mean, yeah, like it's on mobile and stuff. It's like the highest selling mobile game, I think.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
So okay, I guess I should get into the gacha stuff first, right? Okay. Because that's probably the thing that people have most questions about, and I don't have all the answers because again, not that far into this game, played about 5 hours. I'm still getting my feet wet for this game that people have said they put 100 hours into.
Right, and from what I understand, like part of the gacha system is the characters and being able to like roll the dice to randomly unlock a character. I think there's like a certain character that's like super OP that people have been spending a bunch of money to try to unlock.
Is that true?
I think so.
I need to figure out who that character is. Yeah. If I can get that character good and early, oh man, smooth sailing.
So that's part of the system, but something from what I understand, what I've seen people talk about this game on Twitter is that it's not super necessary. Like, it's a gacha game, but like people have been able
to
put dozens and dozens of hours into this game without paying attention to it at all.
So I just bought a wish.
Okay.
Not using real money, using in-game currency.
Right.
And basically the wishes are your loot boxes that you're unlocking. Mm-hmm. And so I spent money on one. I just got a sword. Just got a magic guide. Just got another sword.
Nice.
The Skyrider sword. 3 stars.
It's the Skyrider sword, and it's funny because it kind of looks like the Skyward sword.
Yeah, I got the blood tainted great sword, another 3 stars. Ooh, I like this one. The debate club.
That's a good name.
Yeah,
that's a good name.
That's good name for a club. I'm really digging that. Yeah,
I've never. You know what I've just discovered, Blessing? I don't think I've ever liked the word tainted, and mainly because it's got the word taint in it.
So I just unlocked Noelle, and I think this might be the first character that I've actually unlocked via the wishes. Mm-hmm. And so I'm gonna skip through all this stuff so I can see Raven, equip
and,
that.
And yeah, they're purple, so maybe. I don't know. It looks maybe like it was purple on my end.
If it feels purple, it might be an epic. Is that what you're saying? I might have unlocked an epic thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what it seemed like to me. That was like the impression that I got when you were kind of like on her character card. It looked purple. Mm.
All right, so let's see if I can...
It's nearly time for afternoon tea.
Okay, so yeah, Paimon. That's okay, Paimon. Looks like I unlocked a character so I can mess with my party setup.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this works the way I'm expecting it to work.
And I assume like once you get like a certain amount of character, like you can only have like four people. Slots. Like, yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's cool. So yeah, I got Noelle as a character. I'm really excited about this. Nice. This is the first time I'm unlocking a character.
Noelle is 4 stars, bro. She's got to be great.
All right, so I guess I can use a quick setup if I just wanted to do something real quick. Oh, cool. Okay.
So you're saying you're doing quick setup. So once you unlock a character, is there like a moment to like kind of
like equip their stuff?
Yeah, like equip their stuff. I imagine, and really dive deep into what their loadout is.
I imagine quick setup is probably that. Like, hey, auto equip everything just so mm-hmm. I don't have to worry about things.
Gotcha.
Let me go back to character to see if I can. Okay, so this is Noelle. Everybody, meet Noelle.
Hi, Noelle.
Let's see, we got weapons.
Whoa, that's like a big sword.
Yeah, I like Noelle a lot already. And she can, I might give her the debate club.
She's the Noelle, the leader of the debate club.
Yeah, that's how we're going to treat her, all right? Noelle, leader of the debate club. let's see what's up with the artifacts.
So what do artifacts do?
Very good question. This is the first time I'm checking them out. It looks like they'll just apply different properties.
Okay.
Because this one looks like 4.2% attack, HP plus 2.3.
Do we know what element that Noelle uses?
Not yet. We're about to see after I hop out of here. Okay. She's dressed in red, so my gut says...
Fire.
Fire. Mm.
Constellation. Yeah, they seem to be pretty on the nose with that so far.
Looks like this is like an upgrade tree system here.
Oh.
And then, yeah, talents. So here, yeah. She's a maid. I guess that's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
normal attack, perform up to 4 consecutive strikes. Charge attack, drain stamina over time, perform continuous spinning attacks against all nearby enemies. At the end of the sequence, perform a more powerful slash and then plunging attack. Plunges from midair to strike the ground below, damaging enemies along the path and dealing AoE damage upon impact. I was thinking that would give us her element, but I guess not. What if maid is an element? Affiliation. She's part of the Knights
kind of element of Favonius.
All right, let's just do a move and see what happens. Oh wait, okay. So her triangle is grayed out.
Interesting.
Okay, what is that? What element does this look like to you? Wait, okay. Combat knowledge. Here we go. Shields. Elemental shields absorb. Okay, so yeah, that was the ability I just did as a shield.
Okay.
It's not necessarily telling me what element that is. Now I'm curious. Also, if you haven't figured it out yet, this game is very waifu heavy.
Oh yeah, that's one of the things I've definitely heavily heard of. Yeah, like, just I've seen what is this character's name?
Amber.
Yeah, I've seen Amber like all over Twitter because people are crushing hard over Amber.
Like, and the physics, Barry.
Yeah, you got some physics. You got some anime titty bounce in there.
And listen, I'm not a hater of the anime titty bounce, all right? All I'm going to say, though...
What don't you like about the anime titty bounce in this game?
There's not really anything I dislike about it. All I'm saying is give the males, like, a crotch bounce, you know? Even things up.
Do men even really have crotch bounces? Unless they're, like, really hung-blessed. Unless they're really,
how often in real life... And I don't want to go down this rabbit hole because this is going to end up being...
No, you've opened up the fucking rabbit hole here, but like... You gotta be packing serious fucking meat down there, Blessing, to get a big old bulge bounce.
If we're talking about expectations between men and women, like, when's the last time you walked down the street and you just saw physics on this level? Like,
and to be fair, usually anime titty bounce, the titties are very big, right? So yes, like, why shouldn't the men also get really big penises, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly what I'm saying. And I'm not hating. All I'm saying is, you know, equal opportunity. If we got some waifus,
there's got to be some dados there.
So you got to make some dados, yeah.
I imagine there's got to be some sort of PC mod where the dados get a big bulge bounce, you know?
Next patch. I'm going to take us to the town because I think the town's pretty cool. The town is also going to fuck up the frame rate, so fair warning, everybody. If I can remember how to fast travel. There's a lot of buttons in this game, let me tell you.
Yeah, it seems very complicated.
Oh, well, that is not the map. Wait, that should have been the map, though. Okay, here we go. So I'm going to fast travel. I'm not going to fast travel into the town.
Can you zoom all the way out, even though only unlocked this area? Because I kind of want to get a feel for it.
Yeah, so the map seems pretty big, too. Mm. This is like the town area, obviously.
Okay.
But yeah, it goes out. It's a big map.
Damn.
Oh, shit. This is bigger than I thought it was. Holy shit.
I mean, people have said that they put hundreds of hours into this game. So it's not crazy surprising, but that's wild.
It's Breath of the Wild.
Whoa. Dude.
I recently made fun of Immortals Phoenix Rising on Jeff Grubb's podcast because
Jeffy Grubb.
What did I just do? Oh, I just collected a reward. Jeffy Grubb's podcast. I was talking about my Immortals Phoenix Rising preview that I did a month or so ago. And I was mentioning, we're making fun of the name Immortals Phoenix Rising because I was like, I played as Phoenix in that game, and nowhere in that game did Phoenix rise, right? My question to you, Barrett, will Genshin have an impact? I'm sorry, that's a terrible joke. I apologize. I apologize, Barrett. I didn't mean it. Oh, Barrett's left. He's gone. It's just me now doing this let's play. I should have known that was going to happen. I teed it up, and then as I was saying it, I was like, this is the worst thing.
Sorry,
I feel like
any time you and I got to do content now, I have to do at least one walk away from the table.
Walk away? I understand.
Because I've done it once a week for Dunktober.
Now, here's the thing I want to shout this game out for, right? We're outside right now. We're in the wild.
Yeah.
Okay. You see all the trees. You see all the green.
Yeah, it's a beautiful environment here.
Beautiful environment. I love when games have that transition feeling of, all right, I'm stepping into a town and it just feels seamless.
And there's like a whole different vibe to it.
Yeah, you feel like you're in a different, you truly feel like you're in a different location.
There's so many games that are good at that. One that did it this generation that I really liked was Ni No Kuni 2. I thought it did that really well. And yeah, it does see it, this does have its own feel. Like, I can imagine this town being in that same big grassy foresty area, but it's still has a good transition.
And again, I apologize for the frame rate. This is not the video.
It's not your fault, please.
This is my PS4. Yeah,
we have nothing to apologize over.
If I wanted to do all the work, I could have brought in the PS4 Pro that I have in the other room and played on that.
Nah, it's too much work, man.
But Greg Miller's gotta pay me more money before I do that, you know? I only get paid a certain amount of money, and it's not enough for me to unplug the PS4 Pro out of my living room, carry it into this room, unplug my PS4 that's sitting here already.
You do anything for Greg Miller, who tries to take Halloween away from you every single goddamn day? And it's just...
Exactly.
Yeah, we don't... This is fine. This content right here is fine.
I want to talk to somebody, just so we can get some dialogue going, because...
Talk to
again,
somebody.
I just did a pretty fun quest. In fact, I'm in the middle of the quest still, where I am basically on a scavenger hunt. I'm trying to find a thing, and I'm getting clues, and it's kind of a fun thing. Okay, we got Raymond here.
So there's green text underneath his name. It was a little too small for me to read. So what was that, his role?
That might have been Knight of Favonius, which is his guild. Let me see.
Gotcha.
Oh, yeah. Knight of Favonius.
Okay.
Which is the guild. He's part of the knights.
So is there a loyalty system in here or anything like that? Since they're talking about different factions and stuff like that?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm part of the Adventurers Guild, which probably wouldn't fall into that. But you get an adventure rank as they're making your way through the game. There's multiple leveling systems. And so, like, obviously I have my character rank. If you look at the bottom where you, next to my health bar, it says level 8. That's my character rank, or character level. I believe you also have a team level. Here you go.
Yeah, so yeah, my adventure rank, like, here. You have to use, like, each character to, like, really start to level them up and stuff, right?
Exactly. And so, yeah, like, my characters all have different levels to them. If I go into my party, hold on. There's a lot of UI stuff. Okay, so I went to characters. Oh, wait, no, there was a thing there that said party setup. What am I doing? Okay. I thought there was a party level. Maybe I'm wrong.
Okay.
Or maybe it's just like an average. Because I know when I went into a dungeon or into a temple, it said, hey, you need to be this rank. But yeah, gotcha. There's also my adventure rank, which is right here. And yeah, as I do more quests and do more quote unquote adventuring, that goes up. And like the way they kind of explain it in game is that you're part of the adventure guild at a certain point. I believe, no, it's not her. Somebody around here is the person that that brought me into the adventure guild. You know, okay. And the whole thing so is that there are adventurers.
Did you get to choose to be a part of the adventure guild? Is that like always just like a thing? Okay.
I think it's just a thing for everybody. Okay. Here we go. The receptionist of the adventure guild, Catherine. Astra Abyssosk. Welcome. It's just a way that they explain away the like adventure rewards and stuff. So yeah, you get adventure ranks. I ranked up to 7. And so I get rewards based on that.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Very much a free to play. You're unlocking the stuff. You're getting a bunch of different types of currency and a bunch of different types of gear and stuff.
I imagine with all of these like items or most of these items and a lot of this currency and stuff, there are ways to pay for those as well. Not just the characters, which we showed off earlier.
Yes.
I imagine.
Yeah. Because again, through that one wish, right? Like I got a bunch of weapons. I got a character. Right. I got a bow and arrow, and I imagine that probably just goes directly to Amber. This game has a lot going on with it, which again is why after 4 to 5 hours of playing this game, I'm still like, what the fuck? How do I do anything? Let's get back into the open world. I wish I left a temple, because as far as I understand, I don't really think I have any temples available to do, which are like the shrines, which are pretty fun. Maybe I'll be able to find one if I just look around. Maybe I've done all the ones on this part of the map. Maybe that's what it is. This one seems locked though. And I know
it's not riddled with shrines like Breath of the Wild is.
No, and you don't get like the bleep bleep thing when you get near one either.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, I always love the bleep bleeps.
No, I turned that shit off. That was annoying as hell.
Wait, really? You turned it off?
Oh,
I
dude,
love
so
that.
It's so fucking annoying, man.
I love the feedback of it, though, because that when you hear
I'm
that
all
bleep,
about the
oh,
like,
you
environmental sound of Breath of the Wild, and that just like ruined it for me. That was always an automatic turn off.
Oh, man. Because
you know how you find shrines in Breath of the Wild, Blessing? You look up the sky, is there a fucking thing of birds? Shrines underneath it. Boom.
That's beautiful. All right, I'm going to activate a quest. Because right now I don't have any quests pulled up. I keep going to the wrong thing because I'm like, certainly this icon is the one that means quest. No, it's not. let's see. The Mystery of the Arcadian Ruins is the one that I've been doing. The next waypoint for it is in an area of the map that I haven't discovered yet. And so let's go explore for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to run past these. What are we going to call them? Slimes.
Slime.
I guess we're just going to call them
slime. Slime buds. I think that's what they call them, though, in
Dragon Quest,
yeah.
Yeah.
Which I have heard some comparisons, more in just, like, the vibe, the look of the game Genshin Impact has.
Yeah,
people
I can see that.
To Dragon Quest.
Very much like a cartoony anime vibe, but with, like, fantasy attached to it.
Yeah, exactly.
I described every JRPG fantasy game. Like that's Final Fantasy, that's Breath of the Wild. But y'all get what I mean. I guess Final Fantasy isn't as cartoony.
Yeah, it can be, yeah.
If we're talking about Dragon Quest in this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Also, obviously, stamina meter, just like Breath of the Wild.
Right. Is there any way to upgrade it, do you know?
I don't know, but I assume so.
Mm. And the other question I have, probably the last question for specifically like comparing this to Breath of the Wild, is there any food system in here in Blessing?
Oh, is there?
Oh.
That's one of the first things they teach you is how to cook.
Nice.
They're very excited about the cooking system.
Mm. And is it very similar? Like you're going out and collecting a bunch of different ingredients and you can just try to find how to make a bunch of different...
What's this guy?
Whoa, that's like a big...
Whoa.
It's like a rock slime, man.
It's like a rock slime.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's a new entry in my journal. Hold on.
Damn.
Oh, it just jumped.
Oh, shit.
Large geo slime. A slime that uses a sturdy geo coating to protect itself. If you use heavy geo attacks, a claymore, or strong explosions, you should be able to break through its coating. I wonder if that means that I should probably use Amber. Oh, my God.
You should probably use the little buddy that Amber has, right?
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Get him, buddy.
Nice.
Right on top.
Smart.
Oh, shit. No! Oh, shit.
Oh, God. Oh, what's this, man? He came out of nowhere.
Yeah, a lot going on here. I keep pressing L1 because I'm still in Ghost of Tsushima mode, and I keep trying to counter. But also, Barrett, you should play Ghost of Tsushima Legends with me, man. Having a blast thing.
I never beat Ghost of Tsushima proper, man.
Don't worry about it. Just jump into Legends. Yeah. It's really good.
I feel
it's
like
really
you're
good.
Just trying to... to have more consistent people to play with.
I am. But here's the thing, though, is I'm asking you to get into it, even though now I'm playing the gold missions in Legends. And you're going to start off from the bronze, and that means I'm not going to get the upgrades that I want. And so,
yeah, there's no point.
What I'm really asking you to do is to play Ghost Stream of Legends and like get really good at it and like get really far in it.
Sounds like a lot of work. Next gen is around the corner. I'm still playing Crash Bandicoot 4. This is a lot going on, Blessing. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, there is a lot going on. Next gen is right around the corner. Oh, the fucking debate club is fucking putting in work.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, I do remember saying, like, if you used another kind of like geo, heavy geo attack, it would wear it down as well.
There you go.
But I did think the little explosion person would have been good as well.
Yeah, maybe I did the opposite thing because, like, she's fire and fire against rock.
Typically isn't
probably
the best.
Typically is a bad idea.
Oh, he gained it back too. Okay. Yeah, so he like grows it back. That's kind of cool.
Oh my God, go down.
You're so close, Bless. You're so close.
What is this doing for you? Like, does this speak to you in any way as somebody who likes Breath of the Wild?
I mean, like, I love Breath of the Wild. It's one of your favorite games, if not your favorite game of all time.
Yeah, it's my number one favorite game of all time.
It's up there for me. I think it's, like, in top five for me.
Oh, my God. I'm getting fucked up.
It's not doing a lot. I do think there's some cool stuff here. Obviously, I love that Breath of the Wild is obviously inspiring a lot of people to create what they want to create. And we've seen that throughout the last couple of years, but I feel like this is the most blatant kind of like copying of Breath of the Wild and what it does.
Between this and Immortals Phoenix
Rising.
But also
like adding its own things and own flavors. I don't want to just diminish it as like a Breath of the Wild clone because it is doing its own stuff here.
And I will say, it seems like there's a lot of uniqueness here in terms of the characters and where that stuff is going.
And it's funny because I think it's that uniqueness to this game is like what is drawing me away from it. And that's not to say that it's bad or whatever. It's just not my particular vibe of like how heavy of an RPG stuff it looks like, the whole party system and everything going on. And it's also just like, maybe if this came out at a different time and I was in a different mood, maybe I would get into this. But just where I'm at right now, this is definitely not going to pull me in at all. But I'm glad like we've kind of taken the time and sat down and you played a little bit.
Looked at it.
Yeah, exactly. Because I've heard enough about it where I was like finally like, yeah, I want to check this out. I want to at least visually give it a shot. And I'm glad that I did just because now I know like... Because I did feel for a little bit with the conversation going around, I was like, I feel like I'm majorly missing out on something. And I don't... I'm missing out on something, but I don't think it's like majorly missing out on something.
Yeah, it's like, am I part of the crowd that this is for? Because
I'll tell you,
my roommate, Michael Hyam, dude loves anime, dude loves this type of thing, and he's also in love with Genshin Impact. And it's one of those things where, for me, I'm like on the... I'm teetering on the edge of, all right, if I had the time and if I wanted to put in the effort,
right.
I could see myself putting 100 hours into this game and mm-hmm. enjoying it.
If this had come out last year, where there was like last year felt particularly dry, I would mm-hmm. say like I would probably have put a fair bit of time into this game just to have something going on. With everything that's going on right now, especially with like we've been saying, next gen around the corner, like especially with like the time of year that this is coming out. If this had come out maybe back in like June.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about, by the way, for those who are watching the video. In terms of like I switched to Kaya, who is my cryo guy, and I can light these ice things that'll unlock a thing. And so, like, that's kind of where some of the elemental stuff comes into play within the world. But, again, not Breath of the Wild, like, in terms of, you know, all the different crazy things you can do. Right. Like, the way in which you can make physics interact with
each other. Solving a puzzle in, like, five different ways and stuff like that. It's, like, a very... this version is very linear and quick in how it seems you solve things like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're going to wrap up because I know Barrett has things to do. I'd love to sit down here and talk to you about this game and play it a lot more.
Yeah, of course.
But I'll probably just do that in private in that case, you know, play some more, hang out with Paimon a bit more, hang out with Amber, you know.
You're going to privately watch anime titty bounce.
I didn't say that. You know, you said that. You know, I'm just sitting here playing the game.
And Barrett, I'm just hoping one day for a big bulge bounce update. One day.
Ladies and gentlemen, let us know what your thoughts are about Genshin Impact in the comments. Are you down with the game? Are you playing it? Are you loving it? Are you not loving it? Is it not your thing? Is it your thing? Let us know again. Of course, I've been Blessing. That's been Barrett. This, again, has been First Impressions. You can listen to it on podcast services around the globe or watch it on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.